Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning to you, David.
You're struggling there with the phone before we began this chat. What's going on with your phone?
This phone, it just tends to ring other people by itself.
No, smartphones are smart, John. They don't do unsmart. What happens?
So this one could be very smart. It could be ringing the right people.
Oh, okay, it might be, but
it might be going, don't be talking to them.
Talk to these guys.
These people.
Ring the accountant.
Yeah.
Ring the guards.
Tell
them what's going on. So what's the problem? How is it doing this?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And but, does it happen? Like you sitting there looking at it and just ring someone, or is it when you have it?
Just when you have it to your
ear, when you're on a conversation.
To your shell. If you put it to your shell.
Your shell.
It'll just either put somebody on hold or it'll ring someone else.
Now adding second call participant.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like,
and
what?
I rang someone else. And sometimes I put it down after talking to someone and it'll ring the person that I spoke to previous to that. And then I was doing that the other day. I rang a fella. I was collecting a thing. It's nothing dodgy. And then I rang the guy I was talking to before that. And then he's going, oh, how are you? Yeah, blah, 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 on speaker. I'm on speaker here, so whatever. And then I dealt with the guy at the window of the car. So there you are.
The fella with the
he
thing.
Says, you don't mind if I'm in this? I said, no, yeah, we're okay. And then I said to him, so what's crack? What do you want? And he says, you rang me.
That's the worst. I get that with my kids because they just ring. They have two. My two daughters are 10 and they have smart watches.
Yeah.
So they don't have phones yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'll just constantly, you get a phone call. You answer the phone and there'll be nothing. You'd be like, hello? Hello? And then eventually you'd be like, hello? Like, what? You rang me? Yeah. See ya. You're just like, okay, fine. So, John Clare, you are effectively a 10-year-old girl with a smartwatch.
That's it.
That's what we've discovered out of
this. I'm happy with that.
Head like a shed.
That's it.
What a name for a show.
Well, it rhymes.
It does rhyme. Has anyone ever called you a man with a head like a shed?
No, but I looked at myself and I thought, that's a head like a shed. And also, on a more meta, deep level, inside the head and inside the shed, there's lots of junk.
There you go.
Lots of junk spread around. And whose is it? Who owns it?
I'd say it's John Cleary's.
Yeah, some of it's my dad's.
All right.
Yeah, so in the shed.
I see what you mean.
Shed,
yeah,
that's
my
head there.
Yeah,
the
yeah, lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good for the tour poster as well, because you've got the graphic of the bits and pieces.
Yeah, yeah, and the head in the middle of
it. Is it
thing.
A well-kept shed inside your head now, or is it dusty
and
cobwebby?
I don't think so. It's worse. It needs a lot of maintenance. I'll be honest.
Does it need a jet wash? Internal jet wash?
It needs a jet wash. I'd say, you know the way when you think, I must get that done, I must get that done.
Yes.
I must get that done. And then you go, I better ring someone to get that done.
To get
done.
That done because I'm not doing it.
And that's what it feels like.
Right, okay, I got
you. Talk to someone else about that.
Well, your phone will sort that out for you. Definitely ring someone.
Yeah.
John is coming to the 3 Olympia Theatre Thursday the 15th of May. You want to make sure you go along. It's going to be unbelievable. Head like a shed. You're also in Bantry in Cork on the 18th. You're in Kerry on the 1st of November. So there's gigs all over the shop. How do you find touring? Like, you're always touring, I think, but do you like it?
Well, it's funny with touring because people say, I hear you're touring. Because they see you doing a tour.
Yes.
But the whole job involves touring. Anyway, you're constantly going from town
right.
to
the next. Yes, yes, yes.
Whether
yes,
it's
yes.
part of a solo show or whether you're doing a gig somewhere. So I'm always on the road, as it were, Dave. And I am, yeah. I drive a lot. I see a lot of Ireland. I see a lot of things. I'm getting to the point now where I know where someone who I don't know who they are, I know what they're going to do.
No.
On a road by the way they're driving. Going, there you go, drift out. And the older me is going, oh, get out of the way. And I'm going, no, just wait 3 minutes. He's going to turn off in about two, three minutes.
You can predict.
Yeah, because of where to come from. And I know he's only going to, or she's only going to swing in there.
Right.
And then they do it.
And are you right?
Yeah.
Like nine times out of ten, you're generally right.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
It's the nature of the, I'll just go over to Mary's. Whereas everyone else is going, I'm busy.
I'm flying up and down. I'm going. Right, so you can predict that. That's a useful skill. You could get involved in traffic management. No,
I
mean, surely.
On your CV, he can predict traffic.
He can predict the local man who'll turn off to go visit Mary.
Yeah, and who's had 4 pints as well.
Well
at night.
Yeah, yeah, there he is. An obvious spot. Yeah, in fairness, they are there. But so touring, like, I mean, because it is, you do get to see a lot of the country.
I do see a lot of the country and I do listen to a lot of radio I love listening to. I love ads. I love Joe Duffy as well. I love him.
What's love about
Joe? There's just something about Joe that he goes, you know. Like, so you did you did he did you, and people are going today, Joe. Yeah, and oh, sure, sure, and all that stuff. And I remember, and I've told this story. This is a true story. Joe was talking to some lad who was in Greece a few years ago. During an earthquake.
All right.
This lad was there,
on the spot.
Kos or yeah. Ios or whatever it was. And he rang Joe.
Of course.
He rang Joe.
From
he wasn't
going to
sort out anything about his family or his hotel. Anything. I better ring Joe Duffy. So hey, if I'm on the phone, the Amy, you were there in Kos the other day with the earthquake. You were there during the earthquake. I was, Joe, I was. And is everything all, yeah, and how are you? I'm grand, Joe. Oh, sure, sure. And how did it feel? And this was the conversation. This happened verbatim. How did it feel, Jordan, the earthquake? And your man says, just Joey, we're shook. He said that. And Joe's going, yeah, but that'd be the way of it with the earthquake, you know, the shaking and all.
Yeah, shook figuratively and literally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phenomenal. Well, look, that's, I suppose that's the joy of being a touring comedian. You get all these little nuggets in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And I was also in Waterford, not that long ago, and I went to the wrong hotel. I was booked in this place and I went to the wrong place.
Right.
Same name, same company.
Wow.
Different hotel.
Okay.
So I went in, it was all a bit dark and a bit dank, and I was going, this doesn't look right. And it was a bit COVID-y looking, you know, black and yellow tape around the place.
Right.
And the screen above, in front of the reception.
Oh, okay.
You know, the screens that tourists used to kind of obey.
Yeah.
And Irish people would walk around them.
To shake your hand.
Do you mind if I spit in your head? All that. And I was going, I'm in the wrong place. And a guy came out of, East European lad, big, fit lad, come out of nowhere going, what do you want? I said, I'm booked in to stay. And he said, you are booked in to stay here? I said, yeah. And he asked me this question then, are you a refugee?
Oh.
I said, well, I'm a long way from home. And he started laughing. He goes, oh yeah, this is very funny. And I'll ring Seamus, and he rang some other lad.
Right.
Called Seamus, who I could hear louder on the phone than this man was in the room.
Right.
How are you doing, Sergey? What's going on there now? The fella here says, is he Irish? Yeah, he's in the wrong place. Tell him to go round and round about down the town into there. Down beside Shaw's. That's where he's staying. Down
right,
at Shaw's.
The real spot.
The real Waterford. So I went down and stayed at the real spot. Or before I went down, I said to your man, Sergey, we're friends now.
Mm.
I said, what's going on here? What's the crack? And he got all secret agent, you know.
Oh.
It was very, very strange. Very strange what's happening here. This would not happen where I come from. Where I come from, people come across the border, we spray them with cornflakes, roll them in the grass for 2 weeks, and then send them on their way back across where they came from. And I said, oh man, that's mad. Where are you from? He said, Tipperary. It's a true story.
John Cleary, stick with me. In fact, I've got a challenge for John.
Yes.
I figured I couldn't really let a man of a million voices come into me. No, you are. People will, you've done so many impersonations on my radio shows over the years, actually, in fact.
Uh-huh.
Whatever about anything else, you've just done so many there. It would be remiss of me not to put you to the test. And the leave insert is coming up soon.
Oh, brilliant.
Lots of people are studying lots of different things. So I figured what I would do is I would hand you a piece of paper I have here in front of me. And it is that famous Shakespeare from Hamlet, to be or not to be.
Okay.
It's the full speech. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you this, right?
Okay.
And I want you to start off in whatever voice or impersonation you want to do.
Okay, okay.
And then you're going to hear this, right? Do you hear that ding?
Yeah.
So when you hear that ding, your job is to change the voice, change the impersonation, change whoever is reading it, okay? That's the challenge. We'll see how far down this we can get without creasing ourselves laughing. So, John Cleary, take it away in your first voice.
Okay, this is Gerry Adams then.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis noble.
Change quick.
Simon Harris. Out to take arms against the Sea of Troubles and by opposing end them to die, to sleep. No more. And
next.
Micheál Martin. Heartache. 1,000. I can't do it. No natural shocks. It fleshes air to.
So good.
Somebody from North Side Dublin. Devoutly to be wished to die, to sleep, perchance is Brian Kerr now to dream. Oi, there's the rubber is.
This is helping English students all over the
country.
Tony
Soprano.
Oh, nice.
When we have shuffled off this mortal coil. Must give us pause. There's the respect. Where's the respect?
Next one.
Pat Kenny.
Oh, nice.
That makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong. The proud man's contumely, the pangs.
Go on, two more.
Of Joe Duffy.
Yes.
The pangs of the prize that love the laws, delayed the insolence of the office and the spoons.
Last one.
That patient merit of unworthy ticks, when he himself met his quietest mick with a bare bodkin, who would fertile spare to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose
come blood. On, Ireland! Come on, Ireland!
Jesus.
John Cleary, absolutely unbelievable. Make sure you catch John head like a shed in the 3 Olympia on the 15th of May. John, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Slán.
Dave Moore on Today FM.